This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and a special weekend edition because it is Easter weekend. I hope everybody is finding some time to take some time off with their families, maybe get away from their computers for a little bit, and also hopefully see some better weather. I know up here in Vancouver where I am, we're just hoping for some sun to pop out, and you know what? That's all we can do right now because it's been a pretty rough winter. As for this show, we're going to talk a lot about the precious metals, the recent moves in gold, which have been very encouraging, and compare those moves to what we're seeing in the gold stocks. We're also, I feel like we have to cover some of Trump's comments earlier this week talking about the dollar and making, again, a very short-term move down for the dollar. But in this segment, and the next segment, actually, I'm joined by Christopher Aaron. I had him on the show about a week and a half ago, and the response from our listeners was overwhelmingly positive. All I can say is chatting with him off mic, I really enjoy listening to what Christopher has to say, and I really do think you should check out his website and newsletter. You can do that by going to igoldadvisor.com. Christopher, let's start off by a top-down look at the gold price. Gold now is up 5 weeks in a row, has broken out, and is now trading at highs for this year, 2017. Some people are saying that this is on the back of geopolitical news. I would agree with that to a certain extent, but we're also just seeing a general rollover in the U.S. markets as well. In your eyes, take us through your outlook for gold. Are you encouraged? Are you a bit skeptical right now? Where do you stand?
Yeah, hi, Corey, and thanks for having me on again. Gold is really showing some impressive strength at this juncture, but I want to put it in perspective for where we're looking at the big picture. There is a major long-term downtrend that began with the 2011 high just above 1900. And trend analysis is something that I'm very big on, but I like to be strict with it. I feel like it's a bit of a lost art in the state of the markets right now. So we're going from that 2011 high down through the 1800 high in 2012, and we're looking at the confluence of attempts to break out last summer in 2016 around that 1375 region. That same trend line is being hit right now. So you're talking this is at least the sixth or the seventh attempt by gold to break out of that line. Now, on a shorter term basis, the rally that we're seeing right here above that 1265 level, which basically we had kind of an attempt to break out above that last Friday on the announcement of the Syria retaliation, gold failed to hold that level. And then everyone is expecting it to form this reversal and kind of continue lower. And the market, in my opinion, there was simply too much fear. You already had too many sellers expecting it to go lower. And what happened? It fooled everyone and continued higher. So the move that we're seeing right now, you have an extreme amount of shorts that are trapped here between 1260 and 1200 US dollars, of course. And so right now what we're seeing is this short covering rally, which is being fueled by geopolitical events, as you said. Now, in general, we can see throughout history when we study these reactions in the metals to geopolitical events, you do tend to see them not last. They tend to fade over time. And ironically, the metals may move lower after a major announcement of a geopolitical event because the buying has come in before the actual announcement. So right now, what you are seeing with gold is a battle between this long-term downtrend that we're talking about and a short covering rally, which is coming on the heels, as you said, of weakness in the U.S. stock market. So there's this real major confluence of trends now from a technical basis. And to tell you the truth, at this moment, I'm just watching it very closely. I cannot give you an exact take on what I think is going to happen over the short run. A technical target for the short covering rally would be 1320, all things considered. Now, the challenge is that that would result in a break of that long-term trend that we're talking about. So you have determined sellers who are going to be coming in right here at this 1290, 1295 region. One way or another, I would say that the strength that we're seeing, the technical patterns that we're seeing in gold, are telling me that if the breakout does not happen in the next week or 10 days, gold will probably retreat and we'll be looking at a more legitimate attempt sometime in the third or fourth quarter of this year.
So, Christopher, it sounds like you and I actually share kind of the same time frame as to what the metals are going to do. And I know a lot of people are very optimistic, or at least a lot of the gold bugs are very optimistic on these recent moves in the metals. The real optimism that I have, though, is the fact that that $1,200 level held so strongly when everybody was getting so pessimistic back in, I believe that was March when we were testing that lower level, and that is turning into quite a strong support zone. Instead of looking at the upside, which a lot of people are right now, looking at the downside, how crucial was it in your eyes for that $1,200 to hold?
Yeah, I think that was an important support right around 1200, and you have slightly before that in January, there was a pivot low right at 1180. And so when we see two important lows within $20 one another, we can kind of call that region a zone, a support zone. So there's this zone between 1180 and 1200, as you said. I would say if we see some backing off here in gold, if the geopolitical tensions die down here over the next week or 10 days and gold retreats back into the consolidation zone, it will be very healthy action to see a relative high form above that 1200 region, perhaps some point mid to late July.
Okay. So again, pretty much another higher low that would be formed and continuing to build on this gold price. Now let's quickly chat about what we're seeing in the stocks, though, because we're not seeing GDX or GDXJ trade at highs for the year. GDXJ is actually lagging a little bit more than GDX. What's your thoughts on the lack of follow-through from the stocks?
Yeah, I see a lot of concern about this right now. Well, let's just back it up. There was a breakout in the large cap senior gold miners. So we're talking about the HUI Gold Bugs Index. And we see a breakout in that level above the 205 region. There was a trend line coming down from the 2016 highs. We had kind of a stealth breakout is what I'm calling it. There's not a whole lot of attention being paid to it in the senior gold miners. Now, in comparison, as you mentioned, the juniors, the GDXJ, have not seen that same breakout. And in fact, we had a negative day on the GDXJ today. So there's something of a spread bet, if you ask me, going on. It seems like the GDXJ is in some way getting sold down, perhaps with the broad stock market. And the only interest that is in the sector right now is going into the large caps. And I wanted to make one other point about what we're seeing in the sector. There's a fund that a lot of people don't look at. The ticker is GOEX, and I'm not recommending this. But this is really micro caps and small caps in the gold space. And they call this the Gold Explorers ETF. And when we look at the volume in the GOEX fund since the middle of March, this is the lowest 3-week volume that has come into this ETF since the middle of 2015. So I do not see.
Absolutely are, Christopher. Sorry, we're out of time for this segment, but we're going to continue our conversation in the next segment. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with Christopher Aaron, founder and editor of iGoldAdvisor.com.
Christopher, I cut you off at the tail end of last segment as you were discussing the discrepancy that we're seeing between money flowing more into the major companies and maybe not so much interest in the exploration companies. To me, this is a very good sign. It shows big money entering the sector again that I don't think has been in the sector over the last number of years. One could argue maybe very shortly last year. But please continue on with what you were saying of what this discrepancy means to you for the overall gold industry.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I think that what we're seeing here as far as the extreme low volume in the smaller cap space here, we're seeing what would be called a traditional order in this sector. This is a similar order that the sector started to pick up interest when we go all the way back to the 2000-2001 timeframe. You tend to see the large caps begin to pick up interest first, and then either as they go on the acquisition hunt for targets, for deposits, or as a next wave of investors comes into the sector and then says, where is the value at present? You tend to see the mid-caps and the juniors start to move on a more highly leveraged basis. So I don't take it as a negative. Could prices go lower by 10 or 20 or 30% across the sector at any time? Absolutely. I mean, as we know, it's just one of the most volatile sectors in the world, and you have to be prepared for that at any time. But that said, I take this to mean that we are actually at an early point, and when we superimpose the volume, the low volume that we're seeing in the space, along with the potential for a significant multi-year breakout in gold to either start soon within the next week or more realistically, probably in the third or the fourth quarter of this year, I would say this is probably a fairly ideal time to be accumulating a strong portfolio that you intend to hold for a multi-year basis.
So, Christopher, part of your service and what you do for subscribers is actually follow a pretty large number of precious metals companies, and you analyze them from a technical basis initially, which I think can be very valuable because it can be awfully hard to sort through each and every precious metals company out there because there are so many. Can you please take us through and share with us what you look for when you are looking at these companies?
Yeah, I employ a system of screening, a technical-based screening for the companies that I am selecting. So we cover about 150 companies or so. I'm always on the look for new stories, and I will run them through a screen. And the first thing that we are looking for is relative strength. So basically what this means is we are looking for how this particular company is faring against an index. So, for example, how is a small gold mining company faring against the HUI index? And the best time to use this relative strength indicator, and it comes as a ratio, the best time to use this, ironically, is actually when the market is moving lower. Because it's when the market is moving lower that if we have a company that is moving lower but on a less percentage basis, or even better, if that company is just moving sideways, as we saw, for example, the decline from 2011 to 2015, or the second half decline in 2016 in the sector, if we see a company that is being moving sideways in its price action during a broad sector decline, it's telling you something. It's telling you that insiders are accumulating shares even as broad sector selling is coming in. And these tend to be the companies that when the sector begins to turn around, when the overall sector begins to advance, these tend to be the companies that will show outperformance in a rising metals price environment. So I would say that's the most important aspect of the screening that I do. Secondly, I would just say that volume considerations. So we're looking for very clear volume spikes, especially in the small cap space, that are showing that insiders are accumulating. And the great thing about the small caps is that they cannot hide their footprints. When insiders are accumulating these smaller companies, the amount of purchases and sales will show up on the chart. So I take that as an advantage for someone who approaches it technically. Then I go back in and evaluate the companies fundamentally to make sure that I'm not missing any sort of meat about what is actually developing.
So, Christopher, do you find that some of these volume spikes, when you get them in the lower companies, they're in the smaller companies, at least volume-wise, you don't actually see a big pop in their share price. Sometimes it can be more of just a stabilization at a current price, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you tend to see that in the basing process. I'll mention one name specifically, and for full disclosure, this is a company that I own. We've owned this for over a year. Jaguar Mining. This is a Toronto-based mining company that's got a producing gold mine in Brazil. And we were looking at Jaguar Mining back in 2015, the early part of 2016, and we were seeing these volume spikes in February, March, April that were an order of magnitude 10 to 20 times the average daily volume. And the price was basically still in the same range that it was in, roughly between 15 cents Canadian and 25 cents Canadian as this was happening. And so, you know, we were seeing these volume spikes and not a corresponding increase in the share price. And that was telling me something, you know, so there's big interest coming into this company. So we said, let's go ahead, let's establish a position. Sure enough, they're in the process now of making a turnaround. 2016 was their first year of positive free cash flow since 2012. So you see the fundamentals play out, but the point is we can see these volume spikes come in sometimes well before the fundamental news will be announced.
There's actually been a number of comments on our website about Jaguar Mining as well. So interesting to hear that you cover that. And again, Christopher does cover, what'd you say, Christopher, about 150 precious metals companies?
Yeah, it's about 150. And again, I should say that it would be impossible to do full fundamental research on the full 150. So when I say we cover them, I mean we run these through a scan, a technical scan, on a regular basis, usually on a weekly basis. And I'm looking for changes in the relative strength, especially as the market is declining. And then I'm looking for these volume spikes. And then it goes on a more high priority watch list, from which point we can do more fundamental based research.
All right. Well, Christopher, I from what I've read on your newsletter and from just chatting with you, I really think people should be checking out iGold Advisor. I like the way that you are looking at the markets, and you and I seem to have a very similar mentality of where the price of gold might be going. And of course, that is a big might because nobody knows for sure. But the way you're analyzing companies and the number of companies you stay up to date with is very impressive. So if anybody wants more information on Christopher's newsletter, feel free to email me directly at fleck@kereport.com or simply go visit his website, igoldadvisor.com, and just see what he has to offer. Christopher, I will be having you back on the show in future episodes because I'm actually very happy that somebody suggested I reach out to you. So thanks for your time in both of these segments. Christopher, everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. And in this segment, I have joining me Jayant Bhandari. He is a regular guest to the website and somebody who I always make time for when I travel and attend different resource conferences. Jayant is, in my eyes, one of the most knowledgeable people who advises larger money players in the resource sector on individual companies. Every time I look into a company, I always ask Jayant what his opinion is of management and of the property. So, Jayant, we will be talking about a couple companies that you like, but first of all, you've been on the road attending mining conferences or more resource investment conferences in Hong Kong, Singapore. You are currently in transit right now. I want to get your insights onto what you're seeing from an international level for demand in terms of investments in resources. Jayant, please explain what you've been seeing at these recent conferences.
Corey, there are two key things that I think the market is very keen on. One is that China is constructing a major infrastructural project which is going to connect most of Asia. This project is called One Belt, One Road Project. This is going to require trillions and trillions of dollars of infrastructural investment. It is going to use up countries that are considered unstable, like Pakistan. And it might actually trigger economic growth in some of these countries. So there's a huge amount of interest, not only in terms of resource demand, but in terms of Chinese expansion into other countries, and also in terms of bringing in stability in some of these rather unstable countries. So that is one key issue that I see. The second key issue is that there is indeed a huge amount of fear in terms of where the world is growing. There are, of course, the sirens of war coming from Syria and North Korea, the United States. So that is a fear people have. And clearly, Corey, emerging markets are suffering hugely, with the exception of China. India, Brazil, Venezuela, a lot of these markets, even Argentina is actually not doing well as well as people thought it could. The end result is that a lot of investors, people with wealth in these countries, are afraid of their money.
Giant, let's talk about this One Belt, One Road, because I actually received a couple questions on this infrastructure build-out that China is planning a couple weeks ago. Can you give us some more details, maybe timelines, amount of money being spent, and even the resources that you think are going to be attracted the most through this infrastructure build-out?
So I have heard a figure of $26 trillion of investment over the next 10 to 20 years. I'm not sure about the figures. I don't think anyone has the final figures on this issue. But this will be infrastructural project containing train lines, road systems, ports, and then, of course, this all requires industrial development, concrete, cement, iron ore, nickel, all kinds of base metals going to construction of these infrastructural projects. So I don't have a lot of details. I don't think anyone has a lot of details. But this is what market is very excited about. And given the fact that China has in the past delivered on these massive projects, such a project looks achievable to the market.
Hey, China was a huge driver for the resources back when it was almost just stockpiling a lot of different metals and different resources while it was building out a lot of their cities. So I could understand how China, again, could be a huge driver for the metals in general, and throwing around numbers like $26 trillion, whether that turns out to be the actual number or not, that's a huge boost to the metals. And Giant, where else are you seeing opportunities for certain resources in terms of investment demand?
Okay, just going back to China again, Corey, for a moment. China actually has continued to increase its consumption of commodities, even in the last 5 years. The problem was not Chinese demand, which people worry about. The biggest problem has been oversupply by companies. If you look at nickel consumption, copper consumption, iron ore, coal consumption of China, the chart is actually steep and it's going up. So that is, China has not been the worry. The biggest worry has been oversupply. Now, regarding consumption of commodities outside China, I don't see a huge amount of possibilities, mostly because emerging markets are suffering. The only other good country that I see is the United States. I think Trump is trying to move things in a certain direction. Some of those steps, in my view, are correct steps. The United States needs a lot of infrastructural investment. And when we travel around in the U.S., we see that the airports are not in a good shape, the roads are not in a good shape, bridges are sort of decaying. And United States, it's easy to invest in some of these infrastructural projects and actually not only increase the consumption of resources, but also have a huge impact on the economy by improving the economic structure of the country.
Well, I would agree with you, Giant. The U.S. really does need some infrastructure spending in certain areas, and one could even say in a broad sense, and maybe Trump will get that done. Maybe he won't, though. He is getting a lot of pushback. It's something that we talk about on a very regular basis. Okay, but Giant, from an investment standpoint, which companies are you watching closely, are you invested in, that you think should be on investors' screens that actually might not be?
So while I like a lot of base metals and iron ore coal commodities, the problem is that I don't know many companies that will do well for me just because there is still an oversupply issue with most of these commodities. So most of my focus is on gold, Corey. Two companies that I want to mention right now, one is a company called Novo Resources, N-V-O. And it has a very interesting project in Australia. It's run by Dr. Quinton Henney, and I have worked and I have invested in his companies in the last several years. One of my biggest positions is Novo Resources. Another company that I like is Irving Resources, and Irving Resources is run by Akiko Levinson. They have a project, two projects in Japan. They are very active in Japan today. As you know, Corey, Akiko is a Japanese, and she is extremely well-connected in Japan, which makes it possible for her to move things very quickly in her favor in Japan. And I think this company will emerge as the go-to name to invest in Japan for exploration. The third company, Corey, I like is a company called First Point Minerals. The ticker is FTX, and it's a nickel company with a project in British Columbia. It's an optionality play in nickel. The project is large. The market cap is only about $50 to $20 million. In case nickel price recovers, this company will go up very nicely. The good thing is the carrying cost of the project is very, very small to negligible.
Now, in full disclosure, Giant, you do hold shares in all three of those companies that you mentioned. We did used to cover Novo on the website, and I do chat with Quinton Henney as often as he is available. So if anybody has any questions on Novo, happy to pass those on. As for Irving, I know the stock well because of you, and I do know Akiko, too. So a couple stocks that people should pay attention to. And Giant, I appreciate you sharing with us some of your investments and some of your experiences as you've been traveling to different conferences around the world. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Welcome to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and a daily editorial that will be featured on our weekend show this upcoming Saturday. I have on the line with me Jordan Royburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, you are becoming a more regular guest on the program, because I really do have time for you and your technical outlook when it comes to the precious metals. Now, what we experienced yesterday was a very nice breakout for gold, breaking out above that 1260 or 1265 region, whatever you're looking at, to what some people are saying was the next stopping point at around 1275. We're not seeing too much follow through today from gold, but quite frankly, holding up above that last tough resistance level is positive. As a general comment, today's move and compared to what we saw earlier this week, what's your updated technicals telling you for gold?
Well, to keep it really simple, with respect to gold, last time I was on 1 week ago, I did say that there was a chance gold could get above the 200-day moving average and reach 1278, which is the Trump resistance and also a Fibonacci retracement level. And so obviously gold has come very close to that. Now the issue is, if gold can show some follow-through and continuation of this move, then it could perhaps reach 1300 to 1310. And with the candle that we had yesterday, where gold was able to close near the highs of the day, that's a good sign that we should see some follow through. And also, we did have a bearish reversal that I wrote about on Friday, and that's basically been negated with the huge breakout a couple days ago. So just with respect to gold, and I mean, there's many factors that go into this. The key now is, let's see if we can get a little follow through it, and if gold can make it up to the next strong resistance at 1300 to 1310. I don't think gold is going to, even if it reaches that level, I don't think gold is going to break that level. There's very strong resistance there, but that is the next upside target. And I don't have a strong, I mean, maybe call it 50-50. Maybe I'm leaning to a little more bullish that gold can hit that target, but I'm not super bullish about gold's prospects beyond reaching 1300 to 1310.
All right, Jordan, let's look at some of the gold stocks, or at least the ETFs like GDX and GDXJ, because these are showing a slight different chart than what we're seeing in gold, because gold is now trading at its highs for 2017. But when we look at GDX and GDXJ, they are not past their highs that they put in back in February. What does this tell you?
Well, it tells me that I don't think the sector is about to make a huge move higher. I mean, that's honestly what it tells me. And looking at GDX, GDX has been stronger than GDXJ, but weaker than gold, as you noted. And it does have resistance around 2550, which is the November highs and the February highs, and it's trading at 2429 right now. So I feel decent about GDX's chances to get up and retest those highs. And so even if GDX can't break above that now, I still think it's a good sign if it can get all the way back up to those highs, which is about 4, maybe 5% higher than where it is right now. And so if gold can get up to 1300, 1310, I think GDX can get up to that resistance. One thing on GDX, which I noticed yesterday, is its advanced decline line is looking healthier and stronger. That's very important because the advanced decline line is really the holy grail of leading indicators. And a week or two ago, the advanced decline line was looking pretty weak, like it could go a lot lower. But we've seen a huge increase in strength in that in the last couple of days specifically. And that just tells you that the participation in the sector is strong. And that's what you want to see. You want to see basically all stocks going up. You don't want to see a mixed picture where a couple stocks are going up a huge amount and a handful of other stocks are kind of flat or going down, but the market's way up just because a couple stocks are up a lot. I mean, that's not a true sign of a healthy market. So we don't have that. We have the signal where participation, most of the stocks or all the stocks in GDX have been performing pretty well in the last couple of days. So that's a good sign that encourages me that GDX could get up to, I think it's around 2560 or so, those November and February highs. Now, with respect to GDXJ, that's really been lagging badly. Now, granted, one thing we should mention, I mean, January, February, the miners were really outperforming gold by a wide margin. So it's not a surprise, and it's not necessarily that bearish that the miners have been underperforming for a couple months since their extreme outperformance. But with that being said, I mean, GDXJ has really been lagging GDX, and that's not a good sign. And Corey, I mean, I think to get up to the November or February highs there around 42, 43 in GDXJ, I mean, that's a sizable move. I mean, it's not 5% like GDX. I mean, we're talking about 15% or so. And even with the fact that gold got above its 200-day moving average and got up to nearly 1278, GDXJ is not even above its 50-day moving average. So it's still below the 50-day, it's well below the 200-day, and well below that aforementioned resistance at the November and February highs around 42, 43. So that just concerns me that GDXJ, it doesn't look like on this move that it's going to be able to get up to those levels. But, you know, we'll see how this plays out. Maybe it can pop up to 40 if we get a little more upside in the sector. But still, the relative weakness in GDXJ is concerning. I mean, it doesn't mean we're about to have a huge drop lower, but it is a concern, and it really limits the chances that the sector is about to, you know, make this huge breakout and have this big push higher. I don't see that. I mean, we could rise here and then kind of fall back into the wider range that, you know, we've talked about in our last couple of interviews.
Well, let's remember the gold was trading in a very tight range, and it is nice to see gold popping, but I do see some of the things on the chart that would cause a little bit of concern for at least these ETFs not leading gold higher. One quick comment too, Jordan, and I know you don't follow volume very closely, but what I'm seeing on the GDXJ daily chart is over the last, let's say, 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen a general decline in volume. It's not down to nothing, but it's not at, let's say, high volume levels that would give you a lot of confidence that there's a lot of shares trading hands. Do you have any comments on this quickly?
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, looking at GDXJ, that's a good observation. I mean, other than yesterday, there was a decent amount of volume, but still, if you look at the chart, you can see that volume since the middle of March has really dried up. And so there's just not a lot of conviction in the market. I mean, it's not necessarily bearish, but you kind of see the same thing in GDX. I mean, there hasn't really been, other than yesterday, there really just hasn't been a huge increase in buying in the market. And, you know, I don't see signs of huge accumulation yet. I mean, if we consolidate around these levels for 4 or 6 weeks, maybe we can start to see some signs of accumulation and then potential for a breakout on volume. But I agree with you. I'm just not seeing a lot of volume, or I'm not just seeing the types of things that would indicate we're about to see this sudden surge in buying and interest in the sector.
Okay, one final market that I do want to relate the precious metals to, and that is the U.S. stock markets. The stock market looked like it was dropping out of bed yesterday. Today we have a bit of a down day, but considering what happened yesterday when the market climbed its way the whole way back, hard to really jump on board of a bearish call or a straight down move for the U.S. markets. But we do see this inverse correlation between the U.S. markets and gold. What are your comments? What do you think we have in store for us here?
Well, if you look at the stock market, it's been barely holding above the 50-day moving average. Yesterday, as you noted, it went below it, but actually was able to close above it. So the S&P has not closed below the 50-day since during the election, basically, and before the huge rally. Today, it looks like it's going to close below the 50-day moving average. So looking at the stock market, I would... over the days to come, I would forecast some more weakness there. And just another thing to tie in, we talked about the bond market last time we were on, and Friday it looked like the 10-year yield had this major bullish reversal around 2.30 on the 10-year. Well, right now, I mean, the last couple of days, we've now gone below that reversal, and it's at 2.28%. So if there's downside follow through there, I would expect some downside follow through in the stock market, and that would support gold in the short term and also gold stocks. And so that's something to keep in mind. I mean, we don't know at this point, we don't know what the medium term looks like for the bond market.
All right, Jordan, always enjoyable hearing your updated technicals. I do like how you look at a number of the different markets and realize that gold does not just move in isolation. There are many push and pull factors, and you know what? It would be nice to see the stock start to pick up some steam and start to lead the metal. Thanks for your time today, Jordan.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.